Our only hope is in my hands.
Megan! Why have you forsaken me?
Faith, family, country. Those are the things that matter.
You're listening to Lent and Easter at the Movies, our podcast series that looks at the Sundays of the seasons and other key dates and relates the day's gospel reading to a film that strikes a similar chord. So, Eastertide, and we're joined by guest contributor Father Robert King, who's a priest of the Clifton Diocese and also a film scholar and academic. We've arrived today at Pentecost Sunday. And the film, Robert, that you've picked for us is Brubaker from 1980.
That's right. It's a really good film, one maybe that not that many people have seen, sadly. Yet I think it's pretty pertinent to the theme of Pentecost. It comes at the very tail end of that sort of Hollywood golden period of new and different films, maybe even arguably sort of slightly after the end of it. It's a true Redford film in that, you know, he's a sort of dapper, debonair, handsome-looking guy, but with a political and social message that he wants to make. The film really tells the story of how he becomes a warden at a high-security prison in the South. And in he goes. He's heard about all this corruption, and he's a man who wants to clean it up. So how better to get into a prison and find out what's really going on than to go imposing to be a convict? So in he goes. He's treated pretty harshly. Well, very, very harshly, in fact, as anyone who's seen the film will know, and anyone who wants to see it, well, be warned, it's not all that pleasant to begin with. And in he goes. And there's a violent confrontation in which he reveals himself to be the new governor and takes everyone by surprise. And then he declares his hand. He's the new broom who's going to sweep clean, and he's going to clear up the corruption and make the prison the place it really ought to be.
The name is Brubaker.
You think he's the new warden?
I'm sorry, I didn't want it this way, but that's the way it is.
What is?
Hmm?
What is?
You're Willits? Earl?
Burl.
Burl, right. State employee, purchasing agent. You've been here 3 years next May?
Five years in July.
Government service ranking is 7. You're due for an in-grade raise in May.
Yes, sir. Part's all true.
How would you relate the film to today's gospel reading?
To Pentecost, there's a good one. And that's what this podcast is all about. Well, the gift of the Holy Spirit is poured out onto the first apostles. You know, only recently in the Gospel we heard how they kind of gazed in awe and wonder as Jesus ascended into heaven and didn't really know what was to come next. The Holy Spirit gives them a sense of purpose. The Holy Spirit emboldens them to go out and get on with the message of proclaiming the Gospel, one which they happily do and one which takes them into many dangerous and dodgy situations, but ones in which they always kind of hold fast to what they believe and share that message with others. I think Brubaker has a parallel because of the Redford character's determination to be a man of integrity and a man of justice, even though he finds himself in an institution where bad behaviour and inhumanity is kind of almost accepted as a norm. So what does it mean for us? Well, each year we celebrate Pentecost, even though we've already been given the Holy Spirit, because we want a renewal. We want that Spirit already burning within our hearts to be renewed, that we'll be ever strong in proclaiming the Gospel in the world in which we live, and that we won't be put off by the bad things we see or the horrible things we hear, but we'll never grow tired of making Christ known to those around us.